Colorado State Senator Kevin Priolo has switched party affiliations from Republican to Democrat. Priolo, who has been a Republican representative for more than 30 years, indicated he no longer wants to be affiliated with the party that promotes electoral conspiracy theories and refuses to condemn the storming of the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of last year. Priolo says that the party switch would not change the way he votes in the state Senate, just the letter next to his name. Details are slowly emerging about a drive-by shooting that killed a 13-year-old boy in Longmont over the weekend. 13-year-old Zay Rosales was playing basketball with his cousin and a friend in Longmont's Kensington Park early Saturday afternoon when someone drove by and discharged a firearm. A police report indicates Rosales was unresponsive when officers arrived on the scene. His 15-year-old cousin was hospitalized with gunshot wounds in the leg and has been since released. Longmont police have arrested a 19-year-old they say was responsible for the shootings. They say they found a gun and bullets in a car they impounded. Thus far, the motive is unclear, but police are encouraging witnesses to come forward with information. Longmont City Council is set to vote on a proclamation that supports a treaty on prohibition of nuclear weapons in today's meeting. Some local groups joining the council include the Colorado Coalition for Prevention of Nuclear War, Rocky Mountain Justice Peace Center, and more. In a press release, Christopher Allred from the Colorado Coalition for Prevention of Nuclear War said, "As U.S. citizens, we do not want trillions of our taxpayer dollars going to weapons of mass destruction." The United States Postal Service, USPS, announced yesterday in a press release that they will roll out a new service called USPS Connect across the U.S., including 44 post offices in Colorado. This service aims to provide same-day delivery for local orders. Some other improvements include next-day regional delivery, easy business support for both customers and business owners, and discounts and special pricing for businesses. In a press release, Postmaster General Louis DeJoy called the new service a pivotal point in our Delivering for America plan. While not explicitly naming Amazon or other large delivery services, USPS Connect seems to mirror fast delivery plans. A full schedule of the program rollout is available on a USPS website. The Aurora City Council voted unanimously to ban some high water usage grasses Monday night, including Kentucky bluegrass, fescue, and ryegrasses. The ordinance also limits grass in residential yards to 500 square feet or 45% of person's property, whichever is less. Irrigating residential lawns uses 50% of Aurora's water. According to the Sentinel, the policy says eliminating high water use turf in non-functional and aesthetic areas maximizes the amount of available reusable water, a primary goal of Aurora Water. There are some exceptions to the cool weather grass ban, including active recreational areas and commercial areas and schools. The city will conduct a study in 3 years to evaluate the impact of the ordinance and potential areas to improve upon it. According to the city of Broomfield, two West Nile cases have been confirmed in two residents. This comes on the heels of the first case in Boulder County that was confirmed over the weekend in Longmont. The West Nile virus is spread primarily from mosquitoes to human contact. Some patients might not experience any symptoms, but people who are over the age of 50 and those who have compromised immune systems can develop severe symptoms. There is currently no cure for the West Nile virus. Doctors could only treat symptoms and help patients to recover quickly, but doctors suggest taking these precautionary measures. Drain standing water that could breed mosquitoes, limit outdoor activity during dusk and dawn, and try to wear long sleeves to prevent mosquitoes from biting you. The city of Boulder has planned the closure of 30th Street and Colorado Avenue from September 10th to September 23rd. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The intersection of 30th Street and Colorado Avenue will be fully closed to vehicle, bicycle, and pedestrian traffic from Saturday, September 10th to Friday, September 23rd. The city is elevating the intersection to allow for the completion of two 30th Street and Colorado Avenue bike and pedestrian underpasses. The closure is part of the ongoing work on the 30th Street and Colorado Underpass project. Crews will be completing the scheduled work that cannot be done with live traffic. As part of the closure, RTD buses will be detoured and there will be some night work needed to complete the project. The project is scheduled for completion in early 2023. You can go to the city's webpage to find a map of construction-free routes for bikers and pedestrians. People driving are recommended to use Arapahoe Avenue, Baseline Road, Foothills Parkway, and 28th Street as alternatives. For KGNU, I'm Steve Miller.
In Boulder today, we're going to see a high of 84 and a low of 56 with a current temperature of 63 degrees. In Fort Collins, there's going to be a high of 88 and a low of 53 with a current temperature of 64 degrees. In Denver, there's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 61 with a current temperature of 66 degrees. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.